So it seems they've been detained in Israeli prison. So there'll probably be a process similar to the global summit flotilla, where they will be processed and deported. But I think it's very important that the Irish government takes action and puts pressure on the Israeli state to treat them humanely, which obviously didn't happen with the global summit flotilla. They were treated quite horribly. So the Irish government needs to act.
The Israeli forces have said that the Irish citizens in question are safe and they're being transported to a port for deportation. Your thoughts on that statement?
Look, obviously it's welcome that they get back as quickly as possible and that they're safe. That's the most important thing. But I suppose what Fionn and the rest of the activists on the flotilla would say that the story isn't about them. This is about the devastation that the Israeli state has inflicted on the people of Gaza and Palestine over the last 2 years. It's looking at the minute that there's going to be a peace deal. I just heard an interesting quote today. It was Trump to Bibi Netanyahu was, Israel can't fight the world, Bibi, they can't fight the world. So this, the ceasefire and the pressure that's been put on Israel is brought on by people like Fionn, by the Freedom Flotilla, by the millions of people that have came out across the world to call for a ceasefire, to call for an end to the genocide and to call for freedom for the Palestinians. So it's important, I think, that the movement keeps the pressure on, because this peace deal will not be freedom for the Palestinians. We need to keep the pressure on and really call for real freedom for people in that region, regardless of ethnicity, religion, and so on. So the movement really needs to keep the pressure on, because there, even though there is a peace deal, this won't be freedom for the Palestinians.